Yeah.
Yeah.
You good?
So phlegmy. Actually, so
disgusting.
Disgusting! This fucking one is.
Wait, I. Yes. 100%.
Brilliant.
We should talk about why all of a sudden we're randomly putting out a podcast or YouTube videos, some like probably start a little bit of Instagram accounts and Facebook.
Mm.
Why that is. And you're right, it was my suggestion. It was my suggestion because I have now worked for a lot of companies globally, but also the UK, and I think it's about time that after 8 years of friendship, we create some of our own work together. And I have a huge amount of people who I want to work with, who I think would make a really good team and put some incredible shows together. And you're over here doing all this creative stuff and we seem to get along and I think our banter's okay. It's terrible. Yeah, terrible. So this is kind of a starting place of us having discussions, right, about something we're going to create. We don't really know what that is yet or what it looks like, but we both have toured enough and worked in the industry long enough now to know that we probably should create something of our own.
Bang on.
I think for the next like six months, we really want to just work on catching up, putting it out there, having a chat online, workshopping some like ridiculously crazy ideas. I think even over the last 2 days, we've come up with some like pretty interesting
concepts
for sure. And we're going to need some money. I think there's a little bit of that in there too. A little bit of funding. And obviously some interest because there's no point putting on a show if no one turns up. That'd be really, if that's just a house party. It's not really that interesting. I mean,
It's just playtime. Really expensive playtime.
Very expensive playtime.
Sounds like my life. So I feel like this whole house is very expensive playtime for me.
It is, but this expensive playtime is going to wear off real quick and then you're going to need some like actual playtime. But I think it's also something we've both spoken about is that we really want to work in creation, and working creations isn't something that's often like, it's not advertised. It's not like, oh, we've got this new creation, please come on board and here's all of these designers. Mm. It very much like creating shows anywhere in the world, from my experience anyway, seems to be a little bit more of an in circle, or like some mates started this thing and then we needed a technician, so we got them involved, which I think for myself, I find really frustrating because I have all of this experience and knowledge across a broad range of the industry. And what I'm really lacking has been a creative person to work with to be like, so I want to hang people upside down from the roof, but buy umbrellas with like googly eyes on their feet. I mean, like, sure, let's do that. Like, let's do this ridiculous thing. Sure. Okay. And how are we going to go about it? And how are we going to make that work? And if you come to me and you're like, I want my fiddle to be triple the size and I want it to throw spaghetti out the top of it. okay. Let's have a chat about how we're going to make that work. And like, let's do that. And I think we're missing that.
I can make my spaghetti dreams come true.
I'm missing that.
You're missing the visionary.
Yeah.
The Lulu.
Yeah. And you're missing being pushed a little bit, I think, to do something really cool and big. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, I think ultimately it's a collision of two very different backgrounds of experience that are very relevant to each other.
Yeah.
And very complementary. And I think I don't think it's too common that you come across a creative and a technician that get along as well as we do. No. And can see eye to eye the way that we do.
We see eye to eye in a lot. We get along quite well.
Yeah. But like, we've had very adjacent experiences.
Yeah, there's a lot of the creative stuff that I just don't know anything about because other than making it look good, I don't have a lot of insight.
Because I would be able to say, I want this to happen, and you would be able to say, well, this is how you make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the part of it that hurts my brain, because I'm just like, I want to make this. I have an idea, I want to put it down. Yeah. And then you can tell me whether it's possible or not, or do I need to go back to the drawing board, you know?
Yeah, and I enjoy the creative process in terms of, like, give me an angle that we're going with and I can roll with it, but I need an angle to start with. Yeah. I am not like you where you seem to be able to start from, like, almost scratch or nothing and be able to just kind of come up with things, which I think is incredible.
Mm.
And it's not my skill set by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm happy to
switch off.
Yeah.
In that regard.
I'm happy to work with you in terms of, like, all right, you've got this idea, right? How can we workshop that? Let's chat that out. Let's see if that's possible. Oh yeah, we could add this thing in. Oh, did you see that I saw this really cool thing on the other side of the world? That was awesome. That part of it I really enjoy. Yeah, I also can't write music, so that's part of it.
I can.
Yeah. And I think it, as a team, it's way better. Otherwise, it would just be a lighting show.
I think as well, the other side of it is the flavor fatigue of the current industry that we have both kind of maxed out our capacity for. In terms of how things are run, how things are communicated, the kinds of people that are brought on for the reason that they're brought on. And we are both well sick of that. And well sick of, just shite communication, essentially.
Crappy communication.
And a lack of mutual respect between creative mediums.
Yep, and also planning. And looking at bigger picture things.
Yeah. And a lack of understanding of the bigger picture and how all the small pieces have to work together to make it.
Yep. Respect of other departments, respect of your artists, respect of your technicians.
These internal wars are so pointless. Like, we all want the same thing.
Yeah.
The performers, the creatives, the technicians, and the audience all want the same thing, which is for the show to go well.
Yeah, and to be entertaining and to have some purpose and some meaning.
We all just want to have a good time.
Yeah. And it's been fascinating the last couple of days. You and me have really chatted about how shows are coming up within the industry, what they're kind of showing at the moment, what the sort of themes are, where we're sort of falling flat. And so I'm sort of excited to see what we come up with over 6 months and how much of an impact our own experiences, which have been pretty different and varied. I mean, you've done a lot of Irish work, but also a lot of trad work. Whereas my background is way more musical theatre and circus. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how those two come together as well and find some interesting middle ground.
Yeah.
Because between the two of us, we really do have like a very big, big
base of... You have so much theatre background.
Yeah.
I've done like pub and bar gigs, festivals. I've done small scale theatre, outdoor theatre, productions. I've, you know, like plays... I've done band gigs, I've done like studio session work, like creating and collaborating in so many different ways, and then composing and creating for a production, composing and creating for live theatre.
Yeah.
Like, and then also just session work for artists coming in and embellishing music, adding to pre-existing things and also creating things from scratch. Like, between the two of us, the experience is...
varied and different there. And because as a technician, particularly my roles, I've always come in sort of later on in the piece. Like, I don't get necessarily to be part of like the original part of it, like very much even line designers and that, you come in kind of later on. We come in once the idea is sort of created, so I'm super excited actually to see how we start and then like the creation process from like the ground up and how that goes down.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see how having somebody in tech in a role in a creation early on in the piece changes and influences the way you maybe write a show or the way we come up with an outcome. Because I think when you don't have anyone techie potentially in the room and it's just a concept, it creates something very, very different. So
for sure.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see over the next little while, like what we come up with and where we end up and
and even just between the two of us, the connections that we have and the other people that we could bring in to become a part of this big creative brain. You know, like, we do have so many different creative resources to pull from and a big pool of people that, well, there's maybe not a big pool yet, but we do have a range of individuals that we could pull in to help with different things, to bounce different ideas and like see how things develop that way. I think we are well resourced. We just actually have to action it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why essentially we're starting this, right? Is to try and actually document some of our conversations, what we chat about, how we go about things, our experiences too. Because the other part of all of this that I don't think is out there is there's a lot of, I guess, technical information, how things work. And they talk to a lot of artists about like the artist part of it. But sometimes we don't talk about like really what goes on behind the scenes and how things really come about and the struggles that actually happen. We sort of just brush over them. And we don't chat about them.
Things are spoken about on a larger scale, whereas what I've really come to realize in everything that I've done is that each individual is having their own individual experience. Yeah. And if they can't get past a certain threshold within themselves of feeling connected to the experience that they're in, that's when shit starts to go sour. That's when the conflict starts to happen between people, because they've got their experience that they can't communicate. The other person's got their experience they can't communicate. They also don't understand that the other person is living an entirely different experience because they can't communicate about it. And then everything out here is just a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, I find those conversations so important. And that is definitely something that I would love to portray through whatever it is that we create.
Yeah.
Is the individual experience amounts to your individual experience, but it comes down to you actually taking a look at yourself and being like, what am I open to experiencing here?
Yeah.
In this environment, am I okay to enter into uncomfortable conversations? Am I okay to stay in the discomfort of staying quiet? Like, there is so much in there to be explored and expressed creatively in a way that can be enjoyed as an experience or have a lot of depth to it and have that depth be taken away as a resounding message for the audience afterwards.
Absolutely. I'm also keen to see or put out there that technicians are creative too. I think
everyone's creative.
We as technicians, though, we often get lumped into, we'll just make that mic work. And I find it really frustrating because the whole reason 95% of technicians start in the industry is because we're somewhat creative. Like,
everyone's creative though.
You know, I did 10 years of musical theater and dance before I came into the industry. And most technicians you find, whether they're in a theater or a pub or a club, wherever, they have some form of background creative within outlet, the arts, like creative outlet. They didn't end up technicians by potluck.
By wanting to be a
technician. Like some of them did, for sure. But for the most part, they're actually really creative individuals. And we often 100%. Get beaten down by just do that.
Yeah,
and it's nice to try and change that narrative and actually give a platform for the fact that like you can be a technician in the industry and have a creative opinion and have an influence on a show or
but it's
a
the
bigger picture.
Pathway that you choose to solve a problem, right? It's like, if the issue is that a mic isn't working, how do you go about figuring out where it went wrong and how you can make it go right?
Yeah,
that is a creative process.
Okay.
Every single
like
fucking. Oh my God. Okay. Well, this is absolutely my cup of tea when it comes to speaking to people about creativity. Everything you do is a form of creative expression.
Yeah. Right.
From the way that you customize your character to the way that you carry yourself and the way that you interact with other people to the way that you make your breakfast in the morning to the way that you, the mode of transport that you use to get to your working environment, the experience that you give yourself on your way to work, the vibe that you enter the workspace in, you are always creating experiences for yourself and for people around you. And when you really lean into that, you're then able to see, like, when I was a barista, I was like, this is a monumental part of this person's day. And
man, I don't function without coffee in the morning. So yes, definitely a monumental part of my day.
Yeah. And so I get to create an experience for the person that comes in and orders a coffee from me, and then I get to make it and I get to hand it off to them. It's not just you come in and it's a transaction. That's what I despise so much about like everyone being so inside themselves these days. It's like everything is so transactional of like, I go up to you at the counter, I tell you my order, you take my money, you make me the product, and then you give it to me and then I walk out.
Yeah, it's like, it's very transactional.
Or like, hey, how's your morning going? What can I get for you?
Actually, and you know what's so interesting too? It makes such a difference to my day, and I know to a lot of people's day, when you have a positive interaction with somebody. Like that positive interaction can be the difference of like turning up to a venue, because touring you see lots of venues. Turning up to a venue and having a local there who's like, hey, how you going?
And
like,
really
how can I help you?
About the venue want as well.
And like they're enthusiastic about the venue. They want to be there. They're interested in your show. Makes such a difference. Like you go back and you're like, oh, I remember the guys at like whatever venue that was. They were really, really lovely. They made my day. And like, I specifically remember Whanganui in New Zealand for this exact yes! reason. Because Whanganui, we rocked up to the loading dock, and I will never forget this. We backed in, and at the, like, loading dock door, there was these three old dudes, and they would have had to be in their, like, 70s at least. And I looked at them, and I was like, oh, my golly, like, my day, it's going to be long, because at that point, I'm like, well, I'm clearly not going to have any, like, help to really do things, which I really needed for load-in. And it turned up, we jumped out of the truck, I went to the loading dock, and, like, maybe 30 people turned up, and they were from the local theatre society. And the show was one of their only shows of the year, and the money from it actually went back to the theatre.
Mm.
And they were incredible. They relayed the Marley twice for us because they got it wrong the first time. And I was like, oh, it's not quite right. Like, and they're like, no, no, we'll just do it again. I'm like, okay, well, if you're that excited, we'll do it again. And they showed us our Peter Pan set and their boat, and they were so proud of their Peter Pan boat. And we got scones and jam and cream for lunch.
I love that venue.
Yeah. And they were just lovely. And, like, the venue is old and it is a hard space to work in. And there's so many things that are wrong with that venue, but it is beautiful. But you have to
get creative, right?
Yeah.
You genuinely, and this is what I respect and admire so much about the technicians, and, like, seeing the way that you would, like, the way that you would work and the way that Jeremy worked on the tour that we just did, you are having to find creative solutions all the time.
Yeah.
Anyone that says a technician is not creative, anyone that says that they are not creative, you are literally creating pathways for you to be able to do the things that you want to do. And you have to get creative. Yeah. Like, everything is fucking creative.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I really push, because when people limit themselves to, oh, I can't think of something to write about, it's because you're already trying to label it as good or bad or meaningful before you've even made something. You're not acknowledging all of the other ways in which you already create.
Yeah.
Like, you're negating the hugest part of your creativity, which is your day-to-day life.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
The actions that you take every day, when you can lean into those. Like, that's why it's been such a blessing having Harvey, and, like, every day when I make my bed, I do something. Like, then I'm creative first thing in the morning.
Can we just take a moment to explain who or what Harvey is?
Because Harvey is a big, soft, fluffy teddy bear.
I will find you a photo of Harvey and Harvey's dress-ups for the last couple of weeks.
Not last night's one. That's not appropriate.
Maybe not last night's, but the rest of them, for sure. The rest of them, for sure.
But that's, like, an act of creation first thing in the morning, right? And then it's kind of like, oh, how else could I be creative today? It's like, come down and make my breakfast. There's so many different ways that I can make my breakfast. So many different breakfasts I can make, you know?
And it brings on human interaction as well, which particularly in this modern day, we struggle with because of a lot of phones and, like, distractions and that. It's not the same level of human interaction that we would have had previously.
Mm.
And people struggle with that too. And the best shows that I'm seeing at the moment and things that I'm being involved with have a level of audience and human interaction with them, whether that's engagement through laughter or, like, a physical part or whatever it might be. They're the ones that are doing the best, and seemingly people are enjoying the most, just where there's, like, a human connection element. I think even with, like, Taylor Swift concerts, albeit, like, a big amazing stadium tour, it's incredible, blah, 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 there's a little bit of that Swiftie community that is what makes it so good. It's not just that I'm going to see the Taylor Swift concert. It's
you're
that,
bonding,
like,
over a commonality.
The commonality and the, you know, the bracelets and the going in and, like, the everyone wearing costumes and outfits, and there's that is what makes those concerts really good. It's not just seeing just seeing Taylor Swift. It's the community that's being formed there, and the fact it's friends going to see them, and it's all of that. Like, it's bigger than just the artist, which is incredible.
Mm.
It's incredible that we get to be part of that too.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, I am as well. Mm. I actually am. We'll see. Could be a complete flop. Could be incredible.
We've done something today.
You sure have.
That's good for me.
It's good for me. Should we eat lunch now? Yeah. Yeah, I want some lunch, I think. And then I gotta get back to London.
I'm not hungry, but we'll find you food.
Okay, we find me food? Okay. All right.
We can do that.